Senator Al Simpson. Now another study goes on the books that fails to make any scientific connection between certain illnesses and Agent Orange. In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, the Centers for Disease Control released the recent findings of a study showing that Vietnam veterans do have an increased risk of developing one kind of cancer, non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. But the increased risk cannot be attributed to exposure to Agent Orange. The study showed that among those who served in the areas where they were most likely to be exposed to Agent Orange, that the risk is not significantly higher. And Ted, the study included five other cancers, and there was no greater risk for Vietnam veterans to develop any of those cancers. We do provide medical care for all veterans exposed to Agent Orange, but there is simply no sound medical or scientific justification for the financial compensation that some demand in dramatic demagoguery.
Al, for years, you've been just saying no to the pleas of veterans exposed to Agent Orange, the cancer-causing chemical used to defoliate the jungles in the Vietnam War. Thousands of veterans are convinced Agent Orange causes the cancers they're suffering today. True, the study couldn't find a link with Agent Orange, but the scientists conducted the study are the first to agree that it doesn't settle the controversy. The study didn't dig deep enough to find a correlation with Agent Orange. Agent Orange causes cancer in laboratory animals. Large numbers of ground troops in Vietnam ate, breathed, drank, and sometimes slept in Agent Orange. As Congressman Doug Applegate of Ohio said, strangely, the scientists didn't study veterans who served in areas where Agent Orange was sprayed. The study is disappointing, Al, but it's no excuse for cheering. Call off your vendetta against the veterans. Give them a helping hand instead. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off next on his ridiculous vendetta against the American Bar Association. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.